Right now we bring on the bench boss, the head coach of the Wyoming Cowgirls, Joe Legursky, joining us. Coach Larry Proetti along with Nick Proetti. And we want to first off say congratulations on a 25-9 season. That is a
it's kind of just same old for coach.
No. This was a special season for the Cowgirls. But, you know, Coach, the old cliche asking question by the reporters, I know you're about 48 hours removed from the disappointment in Tucson. Have you had that opportunity just to sit back and catch your breath and reflect on this past season?
You know what? A little bit. It's just crazy. You get home Sunday night late, and you get back into the office on Monday, and you realize how many things you still have to take care of and just moving forward. But one of the things that I've reflected back on is, you know, this team ends up winning 25 games, which ties for the second most in Wyoming women's basketball history. So out of 45 years, they really had just a tremendous year. And I think the biggest thing when I look back on was the team chemistry of this group. Somehow, some way, they were able to put a bunch of their differences aside and pull for one another all the way through and just make it pretty magical to get to the Mountain West Conference Championship game for the first time, to be able to make this extended run in postseason in the WNIT. And they just kept finding ways to win. And if nothing says that more than how they were able to win in postseason, just to see how close some of the games were. And I always keep saying they just knew that I always talk to teams about the fact that this is the only time this group will ever be together. Seniors will leave, freshmen will come in. But I talked to them about just giving it everything you have, and I think they just wanted to keep playing for that opportunity to put that uniform on one more time.
Do want to go back really quickly, Coach, to the Mountain West Tournament. Happening again about, seems like almost a year ago at this point in time with the WNIT happening here in the state of Wyoming. But just talk a little bit, give your feelings of what it meant for this team and yourself to finally get that monkey off that back, so to speak, where the Wyoming Cowgirls had that difficulty in those early exits in the Mountain West Tournament. But this time around, with this special group of at least young women that you had a part of this team, you finally made it to the Mountain West Championship game. Unfortunately, did not win it. You lost it to a respectable Boise State team, but at least finally got that chance to at least compete for a Mountain West Championship.
Yeah, it was really important. You know, we've been here before with some teams that, as you said, the disappointment of a first-round loss. We've had opportunities where we've made it to the semifinals, and I talked to the team about, I've been in a triple overtime loss to advance to the championship game. I've been in a one-point loss to advance to the championship game. And it just makes you realize how difficult it is, especially after the run we made through the season, to win 9 straight conference games where every other game's on the road. That's quite an accomplishment, but you have to play at a high level. Your intensity's up. We had to play a Utah State team to begin with that we split with throughout the year, and I thought we came out and played extremely well, won by 23 points. Now we have to play a San Diego State team who had a bunch of young players and who we ended up just playing once in Laramie and had, you know, a great game where we shot the ball well and everything went good, but I knew San Diego State was on a roll. And, you know, we had to make a couple free throws by a freshman, Carla Arabitz, to send that game into overtime, and we prevailed in overtime to even get to that game. And then Boise State was just playing at such a high level, and one of the things we talked about after, you know, you need to get there to experience how you even have to step your game up more. And I think our team felt like, you know what, we've been doing all right, and they even will tell you, Boise State came out at a different level. And you have to be able to do that. And I thought the same thing happened at Arizona. We had the luxury of playing 3 WNIT games at home. Our fan base is awesome. They pick us up. They help us out when we need help. And all of a sudden, you're on the road, and you find out 7,000 people are against you. That's a little different thing. So these are all learning experiences, but I agree with both of you. It's nice to know we've made it to that championship game. Now it's about winning it.
Joe Gligorski, head coach of the Wyoming Cowgirls, join us on Wyoming Sports Talk today. Coach, since the program began back in 1973, 11 postseason tournaments that the Cowgirls have been in, 10 under your 16 years of direction at UW. I guess, you know, the ladies make the coach, so to speak, but it's a pride and joy that you know that you're going to be playing basketball after the regular season and the tournament ends.
It really is, and you're right about that. I always talk and I joke with people. I was 22 years old when I was first coaching, and I thought, okay, I can't wait to coach. I'm going to be competitive each and every night out. And we went 0-6-1 in football with a bunch of ninth graders, and somebody said, you don't tie in football. They have playoffs. They keep playing. And I said, no, we were playing our rival school, and both of us couldn't win. And the head football coach decided to let it be a tie so everybody walk away with something. And I said, and then all of a sudden I coach eighth grade boys basketball and I go like 0-13. And I'm thinking, you know what, this isn't working. And now that I'm 62 years old, what I do know, when you have better players, it makes you a better coach. So I give credit to the players that I've had. Yes, I try to lead them in the right direction. We play a certain style. They buy into what we do. The culture we've created here is one that I'm real happy with. But when I look back, Marta Gomez, Bailey Cotton, boy, they did a great deal for this team. Our two leading scorers, our two leading rebounders, and without those two, probably not a lot of positive happens. And so I'm just happy for this whole group. But, yes, let's give these young people credit because they're the ones that step out there every night.
I'm glad that you mentioned, you know, we both are the same age, 62. You know, hey, we get Social Security now if we want.
That's exactly right.
But let me ask you this, Coach. What keeps that fire burning inside of you? I like with me, I still like playing my over 50 baseball down in Denver, coaching on the sidelines. And again, you know, a 34-game schedule for you this season with the Cowgirls. Well, what keeps that fire burning in Joe Ligurski?
Hey, the biggest thing is the players. You know, when I sit here and talk, I just completed my 40th year of coaching. So I've always had a team around me. And the young people, they keep you young. It's different all the time, but it's what makes it, the people. And I have a great boss in Tom Berman. The coaches around here at the University of Wyoming are some of the best in the country to just be around. And like I said, and then I tell you about our fan base. You know, we're in a small college town of 30,000, and yet we draw in the top 50 every year in attendance. And so those are the things that keep me excited. And as I said, I'm looking here at the stat sheet, and you lose a Marta Gomez, a Bailey Cotton, Slajana, Tiana, Rochelle, Clara. Those things are tough. And then all of a sudden you think about, you know, coming back with a Carla Erovitz, Quinn Weideman, Taylor Rusk, and it just keeps going. And so that's the excitement of it all.
Let's talk about the final contest for the Cowgirls this season, the Lady Wildcats. And I remember when we were there for the first postseason game against Northern Colorado, you basically said, hey, you had a short turnaround to learn about your opponents, you know, South Alabama. Same thing, too, you know, after your win against the Lady Waves of Pepperdine, it's a short turnaround to take on the Lady Wildcats, and vice versa. They had a short turnaround to prepare for the Cowgirls. But a team that you hadn't played in this tournament, how do you prepare in such a short period of time to get ready for that next opponent?
It's really difficult. In fact, one of the things you start worrying about is just more about yourself. And you just rely on what I call our general principles. And when you say that, it's, hey, defensively, how are we going to handle on-ball screens? What are we going to do when they drive to the basket with strong side? Where's our rotations coming in at? And then you try to look, do they press you? How are we going to break it? Do they zone? What are we going to do? And those are the things that I knew going in with Arizona. They had a point guard that's as good as we played all year in McDonald. Ends up being a nominee for All-American, has that ability. And we even threw in 2 days' time, tried to put in a box and one. which we had to use. So it was something that we've not done all year long, but we knew that if she got off to a great start, we were going to have to do something different.
Coach, looking at the...
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, finish up what you're saying. I thought you were done there when you were talking about...
I was going to say, and we talked to the team about, hey, we got to get off to a good start, or you're going to get 7,000 people involved in this game in a hurry. Well, Arizona got off to a start of 11-0, and next thing you know, 7,000 people are excited about it, and it just seemed like we never could recover from it.
And you know that feeling from same way in the Double A too. Once you get that crowd behind you, it is that sixth man on your back right there.
It really is.
Coach, let me ask you this question. I remember talking to you, my son and myself, talking to you back in February, and you had just come off that brutal schedule in January. Is this safe to say that was the turning point of your season, that how well your team responded to all that tough competition in January? Is that the turning point of this team?
Yeah, I really look at that, we went 2-3. We were at Boise, at Utah State, both defeats. We got the good game with UNLV San Diego State at home, and then we lost a close one to New Mexico, 75-78. And we're going on to San Jose State right there at the end of January, knowing this is a must-win game. We win that game, and we have to turn right back around and play Boise State again. And we ended up getting a 12-point victory at home, and I think that really just solidified with this group what they were doing, started believing in what we were coaching and everything about it, and then we go on that 9-game winning streak. And when that happened, you really saw a change in this team where they really believed that they're going to be in every basketball game they play. And sure enough, for the most part, we were. And like I said, it was fun. But you're right, Larry, that stretch – just to be able to go 2-3 and then get the big win at Boise State here in Laramie just changed everything for us.
Well, and again, unfortunately for the Cowgirls, the season does not continue on in the WNIT again with the loss to Arizona. But now for you, Coach, you had a few days off. Hopefully you've had a chance to kind of reflect and look back and rest at least a bit from this past season. But, I mean, now on the at least agenda for yourself, at least, Joe, is I'm assuming – hitting the recruiting trail pretty hard now, at least for the next few months?
Yeah, it's going to be – there's a few open time frames where we can go out and look once again in April and May. Recruiting never ends anymore, so that's going to be a big part of what we do. We're just always looking for the future. And still, we have a couple scholarships still to give right now, and that's something we're waiting on to hear from different people what they want to do. So, yeah, it never ends. And like I said, we also get out and do a great deal of fundraising in April, May, and June. So that's always kind of fun to get out around the state and thank our fans for just supporting Wyoming athletics, because I know our hashtags, one Wyoming, one fan base, one state, one institution. It's who we are here. And so I always say, living in this state, I know that highway runs both directions. And so we're always asking our fans, specifically from Cheyenne, to come over the hill to say hello to us and watch a game. Well, I'm getting back over the hill the other way to thank them. So it's going to be a busy time, but it's nice to know you have a busy time where you're going. It's second longest postseason run in history, and to have 25 games in the book, it's a great year.
Coach, at least final question from me for you, Coach, is again, you talked about it, 40 years in coaching. You've got a WNIT championship with the Wyoming Cowgirls, finally making it to the Mountain West championship game again. Have not won that Mountain West championship yet, but 40 years, head coaching, again, 16 seasons with the Wyoming Cowgirls. What are goals remaining for you as a head coach right now, especially with the Wyoming Cowgirls? I mean, what do you have to focus on? What are things that you want to mark off before you kind of ride off into the sunset?
He's giving you a bucket list, Coach.
Yeah, I tell you what, with that bucket list, one of the things I always tell my team is that you got to be better today than you were yesterday. And if you take that approach, things are going to work out for you. Don't get bogged down in worrying about winning and losing. Just try to keep getting better. And I think that's one of the biggest things when I take a look at it, that there is no doubt winning a championship is something that sits there. We got close again this year in the tournament. I know last year we played on the last game of the season for a championship, and we came up short again. So those are things that drive me, and I just got to make sure that we keep getting better, because if you get better, we're going to find a way to get that championship, and that's where we're at. So it's pretty simple for me. We got to get better because we're a game short right now when I look at it. So we got to find one more game.
Coach, my final thought, as Nick mentioned about going on the recruiting trail and with a couple scholarships available, what is the want/need for next season's Wyoming Cowgirls?
I tell you what, the biggest thing we're looking at is that we got to improve our athleticism. I think we end up, we play half court really well. We got to be able to get a little more in transition, and that may be the thing that I look at anymore, is maybe keeping us a game short here where we can get another player or two to make a play. And that's a big part of it. And then we got to just, losing Slajana, Marta, and Bailey. That's a 3, 4, and 5. That's a lot of rebounds. So we really got to have somebody step up in that position. And we got some offers out to 3s and 4s. And so hopefully we can get one of them to solidify that.
Coach, another exciting season for your Wyoming Cowgirls and yourself personally, 25-9. We want to thank you for all of the excitement of Wyoming Cowgirl basketball this season.
Guys, I appreciate it. And like always, thanks for having me on, and thanks for following Wyoming Athletics.
All right, take care. Have a great offseason.